The idea of information was the subject of my latest book, and it is a fascinating topic. It's so much more than just computers.
Yes. I absolutely agree with you. I think it is our total future. I sort of ran into all of this kind of by an accident, some experiments that I ran, and I scared the hell out of myself, really, is what I did. And I went headlong into these experiments, and this whole consciousness thing. Anyway, I'm sure we'll get to that. Anyway, let's go back to information. And are you talking computers here or what?
It's the same stuff that's in computers, but it's actually much, much deeper than that. It's more than the bits and bytes on your hard drive. Information is a physical concept. It is something that has it's like mass or weight. It's a property of matter. It's a property of energy. It's a property of basically everything in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And information is everywhere in the universe, and it holds the secret to understanding Einstein's theory of relativity, quantum mechanics, and even life itself.
That's pretty heady stuff.
Yeah, it's something that scientists only began to realize in the mid-20th century. It's the third great revolution of the 20th century. Everyone's heard about the relativity, which started in 1905, quantum mechanics, 1900. In the mid-40s, a gentleman named Claude Shannon, who died fairly recently, discovered some laws that govern the way information must behave. And scientists over the next 50 years were developing Shannon's ideas and realized that through this seemingly abstract concept of information, you can unravel some of the biggest mysteries of the cosmos.
All right. Let me backtrack. You said how information must behave.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that? How does information behave?
There's a set of laws, and these are the laws of information, just as there's a set of laws, the laws of thermodynamics, that tell you heat must travel in a certain way, that it must go from a hotter substance to a colder substance, and that you can't create energy out of nothing,
right,
and that the entropy of the universe, the disorder of the universe, must increase over time. These laws are equivalent to the laws of information, which say how much information you can pack in a certain channel, or you give an optical fiber, and there's a certain amount of information that you can pack into it. And information can't be created or destroyed, just as energy can't be created or destroyed. So for every thermodynamic concept, there's an information concept. And so even though these laws are abstract, they really govern even the shape of the universe is informational in some sense. That by looking at how information moves from place to place, you get some of the laws of relativity. Einstein's laws of relativity say that nothing can travel faster than the speed of light.
Right.
Well, it's really nothing that no information can travel faster than the speed of light. And that is, it's an informational law.
All right. Let me stop you right there. Mm-hmm. In the quantum world, information appears to travel faster than light. In other words, we have particle A in Washington, D.C., and particle B in Moscow. They make simultaneous coordinated movements. Now, I have yet to have it explained to me how they do that without information moving from A to B.
That's absolutely right. And this is one of the biggest puzzles of quantum mechanics, that this is something called entanglement. And
mm-hmm.
scientists
right.
have seen it. I mean, this has been shown in a lab since the 1970s. Scientists have been creating pairs of particles that are so entangled, their fates are intertwined, so that if you touch one, if you measure one, the other, no matter where it is, feels that measurement. And
without respect to the laws of the speed of light.
Well, it seems that way. That If in fact there were some sort of communication between these two particles, at least in the laboratory, they have shown that if there were to be some communication, they would have to communicate many, many, many times faster than the speed of light.
That's right.
Even if one particle is halfway across the galaxy, as soon as you measure one, the other feels it. And so that seems to violate the laws of Einstein's theory of relativity.
It certainly does. And what did he come up with? He called it spooky and didn't like it.
He hated it. I mean, he discovered this, but it so bothered him. I mean, he just couldn't get his mind around it. So he spent much of his life trying to show that quantum mechanics wasn't the real answer.
Well, I can't get my mind around it either. I'm a communicator. I'm a radio guy. I understand how radio propagates. I understand how television and radio signals propagate. Now, I just refuse to believe that there's not some communication going on in what the scientists are calling entanglement. There has to be communication. There has to be.
And people think like this. I mean, I think like this too in some ways. That it just doesn't make sense that one particle can know what the other is doing unless that there is some connection. But
yes,
that it's just a violation of the speed of light law. And so scientists have been spending 100 years trying to get their heads around it, and they're making headway. And it's partially because of information. It turns out that you can't send a message on entangled particles. It is just impossible to, say, code someone's name in one set of pair of particles and have someone halfway across the galaxy read it instantly. So far, but it seems that a thermodynamic law prevents you from doing it. That the laws of information say that information can't be traveling faster than the speed of light. And in fact, when scientists have tried to do superluminal communication and communication faster than the speed of light, they have shown that it breaks down. And this is one of the more bizarre series of experiments in recent times.